Will the Senate please come to order? Will the members please vote to signify their presence? Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change their vote?
The roll shows 12 members present this morning, Mr. President, this afternoon.
Please stand for the invocation by Senator Taylor.
Please bow your heads and join me in prayer. Dear Lord, we remember today that this is the day of resurrection for those believers of the Russian Orthodox faith. It is their Easter. We also remember that you have advised us to remember the poor, the indigent, those less fortunate than us, and to take care of them. We also remember that we are the elected officials who must carry out the necessary functions of providing for people less fortunate than ourselves. We are striving to do so. We will always remember you and your faith in us, and we have our faith in you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Senator Duncan, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Will the Secretary please certify the journal?
I wish to certify as a correctness of the journal for the 96th and 97th legislative days.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the journal be approved as certified by the Senate Secretary.
Senator Duncan. Without objection, the journals are approved as certified by the Senate Secretary. Senator Duncan.
So I'd like to bring up the reconsideration of Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 178, Judiciary.
Senate Bill 178, Judiciary, is before us under reconsideration. Senator Taylor?
I move that the reconsideration of committee substitute Senate Bill 178 Judiciary be held off until Monday's calendar.
That the bill be held in third reading under reconsideration and on the calendar. Okay. Without objection, the bill will be on the calendar under reconsideration tomorrow. Senator Duncan?
Mr. President, I'd like to bring up reconsideration of Senate Concurrent Resolution 4 relating to Alaska Supreme Court's interpretation on Alaska Rule of Civil Procedure 82.
Reconsideration of SCR 4 is before us at this time.
Move and ask unanimous consent SCR 4 on reconsideration and final passage be held until third reading, be held until Monday's calendar.
Without objection, SCR 4 will be held on the calendar on reconsideration for tomorrow. Senator Kutula,
for just a moment.
Senate, please stand at ease. Messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor, Mr. President.
Messages from the House?
Message dated April 16th, the House has passed and transmitted for consideration. House Bill 76 by Representatives Phillips and Navarre, an act making a special appropriation to the Department of Natural Resources for the purchase of the inholdings of the Saldovia Native Association and the Cook Inlet Region Incorporated, and the timber rights of the Timber Trading Company within the Ketchmack Bay State Park and providing for an effective date.
Resources, finance.
House Bill 175 by Representatives Davidson, Ulmer, Menard, Grusendorf, Foster, an act making an appropriation for a grant for construction of the Women in Military Service Memorial and providing for an effective date.
State Affairs and Finance.
CSHB 260 and Finance by the Finance Committee, an act relating to power cost equalization and providing for an effective date.
Finance.
Those are all the bills for introduction this morning, Mr. President.
That was messages from the House. Communications?
There are no communications.
Reports of standing? Senator, stand at ease, please. In the House Bill 216, Finance, that is the Power Cost Equalization Bill. The PCE bill has moved out of Finance to Rules. It hasn't been read yet but I'm going to make that referral to the Rules Committee, where it will catch up with the Senate version of the same bill instead of the Finance Committee. And we're now on reports of standing committees, I believe.
Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill 44, liability for skiing accidents, recommends it be replaced. The committee substitute reports it back as follows. Senator Taylor, chair, signed do not amend further. Senator Jackal, signed do pass. Senator Halford, signed no recommendation. Senators Little and Donnelly, signed do not pass. Senate Bill number 44 has no further referral.
Rules.
Finance Committee considered Senate Bill 58, longevity bonus program. Majority of the committee recommends it be replaced. The committee substitute and do pass. Report was signed by Senators Frank and Pierce, co-chairs, concurring Senators Rieger and Jackal. Senators Kelly and Sharp signed no recommendation. Senator Curtula signed do not pass. Three fiscal notes. Senate Bill 58 has no further referral.
Rules.
Finance Committee considered Senate Bill 73 related to the time for filing certain civil actions. Recommends it be replaced. The committee substitute reports it back as follows. Senators Frank and Pierce, co-chairs, and Senator Kelly signed do pass. Senators Rieger, Jackal, and Sharp signed no recommendation. Senator Curtula signed do not pass. 2-0 fiscal notes. Senate Bill number 73 has no further referral.
Rules.
Finance Committee considered Senate Bill number 76, charitable gaming restrictions. Recommends it be replaced. The committee substitute and do pass. Report was signed by Senators Pearson and Frank, co-chairs, concurring. Senators Kelly, Rieger, Salo, and Sharp. Senator Curtula signed amend to delete all pool tab gambling. Fiscal note and zero fiscal note attached. Senate Bill number 76 has no further referral.
Rules.
Has committee considered Senate Bill 92, advisory vote during regional educational attendance area school board elections. Recommends the Community Regional Affairs CS do pass. Report was signed by Senator Rieger, chair, concurring. Senators Miller, Ellis, Salo, and Lehman. Previous year, fiscal note attached. Senate Bill 92 was a further referral to the Finance Committee. Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill 99, improvement of state finances through reduction of operating costs of certain state agencies. Recommends it be replaced. The committee substitute and attaches a technical amendment and reports it back with no recommendation. Report signed by Senator Taylor, chair, concurring Senators Halford, Jackal, Little, and Donnelly. 11 previous fiscal notes and 2-0 fiscal notes. Senate Bill number 99 has a further referral to the Finance Committee. Judiciary Committee considered Senate Bill number 101, eligibility for and payments of public assistance, recommends a HESCS be adopted and reports it back as follows. Senator Taylor, chair, and Senator Jackal signed no recommendation. Senator Little signed do not pass. Senator Halford signed pass. 8 fiscal notes. Senate Bill number 101 has further referral to the Finance Committee. HESC Committee considered Senate Bill 143, reducing the rate of interest on certain student loans, and the majority of the committee reports it back with no recommendation. Report was signed by Senator Rieger, chair, concurring. Senators Miller, Ellis, and Lehman. Senator Salo signed do pass. Zero fiscal note attached. Senate Bill number 143 has a further referral to the State Affairs Committee. Finance Committee considered Senate Bill number 151, oil and gas exploration incentive credits for certain activities on certain land. Chair of the committee recommends do pass. Report was signed by Senators Frank and Pierce, co-chairs, concurring. Senators Kelly, Jackal, Rieger, and Sharp. Senator Petula signed do not pass. 2-0 fiscal notes. Senate Bill number 151 has no further referral.
Rules.
Finance Committee considered Senate Bill number 155, landlords and tenants, recommends the Judiciary CS be adopted and do pass. Report was signed by Senators Frank and Pierce, co-chairs, concurring. Senators Kelly, Rieger, and Sharp. Senator Jackal signed do not pass. Fiscal note and two fiscal notes and zero fiscal notes. Senate Bill number 155 has no further referral.
Rules.
Finance Committee considered Senate Bill number 176, municipal tax exemption for inventories extended for export. Reports about as follows. Senators Frank and Pierce, co-chair, signed do pass. Senators Rieger, Kelly, Jackal, and Sharp signed no recommendation. 2-0 fiscal notes. Senate Bill number 176 has no further referral.
Rules.
Transportation Committee considered Senate Bill number 198, exempting certain activities of Department of Transportation and Public Facilities from regulations, provisions of the Administrative Procedure Act. Majority reports it back as follows. Senator Sharp, chair, and Senator Petula signed do pass. Senator Phillips and Lincoln signed no recommendation. 0 fiscal note. Senate Bill 198 has no further referral.
Rules.
Finance Committee considered Senate Bill 200, charitable gaming, recommends it be replaced with the committee substitute and do pass. Report was signed by Senators Frank and Pierce, co-chairs, concurring Senators Jackal and Rieger. Senators Kelly and Kurtulis, I do not pass. Enter Sharp, I no recommendation, zero fiscal note. Senate Bill 200 has no further referral.
Rules.
Test Committee considered House Joint Resolution Number 30, Epidemiological and Quarantine Services and Ports of Entry in the State. Majority Committee recommends do pass. Report was signed by Senator Rieger, Chair, concurring Senators Miller and Lehman. Senators Ellis and Salo sign no recommendation. Previous House, zero fiscal note. House Joint Resolution Number 30 has no further referral.
Rules.
Test Committee considered House Bill 97, Parental Care for Child in State Custody. Majority Committee recommends do pass. Report was signed by Senator Rieger, Chair, concurring Senators Miller, Ellis, Salo, and Lehman. Previous House, zero fiscal note. House Bill 97 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. Test Committee considered House Bill 148, exempting the U of A from administrative adjudication provisions of the Administrative Procedure Act. Reports are back as follows. Senator Rieger, Chair, and Senators Miller and Lehman signed do pass. Senators Ellis and Salo signed no recommendation. Attaches a letter of intent. Previous House, zero fiscal note. House Bill number 148 has a further referral to the State Affairs Committee. Test Committee considered House Bill number 178, Medicaid for Certain Children. Recommends it be replaced with Senate CS and due pass. Report was signed by Senator Rieger, Chair, concurring. Senators Miller, Ellis, Salo, and Lehman, six fiscal notes. House Bill number 178 has a further referral to the Labor and Commerce Committee. Test Committee considered CS for House Bill number 217, Jude, relating to Native Corporation dividends and other distributions due to minors in custody of the state. Reports are back as follows. Senator Rieger, Chair, and Senator Lehman signed do pass. Senators Miller, Ellis, and Salo signed no rec. Two previous House, zero fiscal notes. CS for House Bill number 217 has a further referral to the Judiciary Committee. And those are all the standing committee reports this evening, Mr. President.
Reports to special committees.
There are no special committee reports.
Introduction to Senate resolutions.
There are no resolutions.
Introduction to Senate bills.
There are no Senate bills.
Consideration of daily calendar.
There is no calendar.
Brings us to unfinished business. Is there unfinished business to come before the Senate? The Senate will stand at ease. Will the Senate please come back to order? We're under unfinished business. Senator Rieger.
Mr. President, under unfinished business, I'd move the Hess Committee be allowed to waive Senate Bill 7 regarding school debt reimbursement. It has a further referral to finance.
Senator Duncan.
Mr. President, I just will first lodge an objection and withdraw it. I just want to object just because we've been objecting these kind of waivers, but I've had a discussion, so I'll withdraw the objection.
Okay, the motion is to waive the Hess referral on Senate Bill 7. The bill goes on to the Finance Committee without objection. That referral is waived. Is there further unfinished business? Senator Duncan?
I think it's without objection now, but in the journal it will be recorded as an objection that was withdrawn. Is that correct?
That is correct. Further unfinished business? Announcements? Senator Pierce?
The Senate Finance will meet tomorrow morning at 9. Bills previously heard, we will have, and all of these have previously been noticed, and we've been carrying them. In fact, we've had some hearings. Senate Bill 59, School Construction and Maintenance Grants. Senate Bill 60, Appropriation, School Construction and Maintenance Grants. Senate Bill 180, School Construction Debt Reimbursement. Senate Bill 181, School Construction Grants. Senate Bill 99. Financial Administration of State Government, Senate Bill 101, Eligibility for Public Assistance, Senate Bill 7, School Debt Reimbursement. We plan to meet at 9 tomorrow, but then the rest of the week, Senate Finance does plan to meet at 8.
Further announcements? Senator Jackal.
Thank you, Mr. President. There'll be a Rules Committee meeting immediately upon adjournment in the Farron Camp Room, and one of the bills that we will be hearing is the PCE bill, which I'm not sure the number is. It will need to be a substantial hearing. So.
Okay, that will be the House. Pardon?
Actually, no, I withdraw that. We won't be hearing the PCE bill.
Yeah.
Mr. President, what is the number of the bills being referred to, though?
The House bill on power cost assistance came over. And it is, wait a second. Nope, somebody already got away with my file. 216, House Bill 216.
And what were the referrals on that? I'm sorry.
And it went to the Rules Committee. The companion bill has moved out of the Finance Committee to Rules, the Senate version. Senator Jacko was going to notice it for Rules. I expect he's going to notice it for the next Rules Committee meeting, not for this Rules Committee meeting.
President.
Senator Duncan.
So, are we having a picnic on the other side? Mr. President,
we are not at ease.
That's a
Senator Duncan.
That's a finance referral that was not given on a bill that has financial implications in. I was off the floor and I missed this whole thing.
Okay. I referred it to the Finance Committee. I was informed that Senate bill had moved from the Finance Committee to the Rules Committee, so I referred the bill to the Rules Committee directly. It is exactly the same, the Finance bill will go into it.
Yeah, I guess that's the same thing that you did with the budget. I guess I only would point out again that the rule does require that a bill with financial impact be referred to the Finance Committee. It would have been more appropriate to refer it there than have the chairman waive it from the committee just so we wouldn't be violating the rules. That could have happened just as it could have happened with the budget bill. It did not. And I just want to be sure that that concern is still registered on our part, that bills with financial implications should go to the Finance Committee according to the rules. And then if the chairman wants to waive because the bill's already passed through, that's fine.
Well, Senator Duncan, do you have any objection to going back to unfinished business?
No.
Okay, without objection, we're under unfinished business. Then on the referral to House Bill 216, I will reinstate the finance referral. And Senator Pierce, would you waive that referral?
Mr. President, I move as unanimous consent that Senate Bill House Bill 216 be waived from the Finance Committee. It is the PCE bill. The Senate bill is in rules.
Thank you, Senator Pierce. Without objection, the finance referral is waived. The bill still will sit in rules until tomorrow, though, for its actual hearing. And that will be a substantive hearing. We're under unfinished business. Is there other unfinished business? Other announcements? Special orders?
Move and ask unanimous consent. The Senate stand in adjournment until 11 a.m. Monday.
Without objection, the Senate's adjourned to 11 a.m. Monday.